Well,
我讲传统文化反制，受到了不少人的非议。
my talk on traditional culture has been criticized by many people.
我理解。
I understand.
其实大家都觉得自己有种爱国的热情。
Actually, everyone feels that they have a passion for patriotism.
但是我们要认为，爱国是要更加审视我们的思想。
However, we should consider patriotism to be a matter of critically examining our thoughts.
审视我们的行为是不是能够更加的有利于国家的发展。
Am I behaving in a way that is more beneficial to the development of the country?
我觉得从这个角度上来看，
From my perspective,
爱国不爱国，
patriotism or not?
不是那种情绪，
Not that kind of emotion.
或者不是那种习惯。
Or maybe it's not a habit.
我们最大的习惯就是认为过去的东西就是我们不能丢弃的。
Our biggest habit is to think that things from the past are things we can't get rid of.
其实我们对过去一定要保持着一种审视的态度。
In fact, we should always maintain a critical attitude towards the past.
这种审视的态度说明一个问题。
This attitude of scrutiny reveals a problem.
我们要用理性去判别
We need to be rational in our judgment.
是非对错。
True or false?
文艺复兴的启蒙运动最重要的一个标志。
One of the most important signs of the Enlightenment was the Renaissance.
就是用理性来判断是非对错。
That is to use reason to judge right and wrong.
对过去进行审视，过自己认为对的生活，做自己认为对的事情。
Reflect on the past and do what you think is right.
那么我对传统文化有这样的一个看法。
My view on traditional culture is as follows.
传统文化不仅在思维方式上它是反制的。
Traditional culture is not only in terms of thinking, but also in terms of behavior.
它对语法、对逻辑、
He is for grammar, for logic.
对数学，它并不重视。
He doesn't pay attention to mathematics.
它不能形成知识性的传播，这
It is not able to form knowledge-based transmission.
就是我们的传统文化的反制的一个非常重要的一个标志。
This is a very important sign of the counterattack of our traditional culture.
讲第二个标志，大家就会明白这个反制有多么严重。
The second sign is to clearly understand the seriousness of the thought.
第二个反制就是他反人、反人性、反
The second reflection is that he is against humanity.
个人。为什么他反人性呢？
What is the opposite of anti-humanity?
因为他没有建立在一个个人的真实感觉基础上延伸出来一种思考。
Because he didn't develop a thought based on a personal feeling.
只是一种道德的衡量或
It is only a measure of morality.
的一种大的宽泛的一个概念。
Or a broad, general concept.
我们一分别来说，
Let's discuss each one separately.
儒家文化讲天地人伦的次序，现
Confucianism emphasizes the order of heaven, humanity, and ethics.
现实的次序就是合理的，这
The real order is reasonable.
这个概念放在了人们视野中，它
This concept is applied to people's careers.
并不去论证这个世界的合理性是如何，它
He doesn't know how the world is reasonable.
道理何在？
What's the reason?
不去思考，它
He doesn't go to think.
是把现实次序拿出来，
It takes out the order of reality.
定了一套所谓的法度。
Established a set of so-called rules.
明显的就是一种不合理的状态。
This is obviously an unreasonable state.
那么道家文化呢？
What about Taoism?
道最终是法治。
The way is ultimately against nature.
人法地，地法天，天法道，道法自然。
People follow the law of law, the law of daily life, the law of morality, and the law of nature.
那么人道和自然之道就变成了一个统一性的状态。
Then humanism and naturalism become a state of unity.
所以人和草木一样。
Therefore, like humans and plants,
万如刍狗。
All things are like sacrificial dogs.
包括人在内，其实
including people，
就是这个导致了人进入了一种反制状态。对
，In fact, this has led to a retaliatory state。
对人来讲，最
for people，
最重要的是不要发展他智力。所以
，The most important thing is not to develop his intelligence。
对，人家圣人是饱其福。
So the saint is just a fool。
其心智
Empty your mind.
从这个角度上来讲，道
Therefore, from this perspective,
道家文化是明显的反思。
Taoism is a clear reflection.
那么佛家呢？佛家强调 空性。佛
So, Buddhism emphasizes emptiness.
佛家的概念跟柏拉图的概念有一个可比性，就是
The Buddhist concept is comparable to the Platonic concept.
认为这个世界是幻想的，表象是。
I think this world is a mere illusion.
也是幻想的。
The world is a fantasy.
但是他进一步说，我们一定要追求内在的空性。
However, he further said that we must pursue the inner emptiness.
那么我们与生俱来的那个没受过任何熏染的
So innate, uncorrupted
包括知识训练过的那个东西
Including the knowledge training thing
本来的那个东西是最好的东西
This is the best thing
从这种角度上来讲
From this perspective
佛家是明确的导向的一个反思状态
Buddhism is a clear state of counteraction.
而柏拉图说
Plato said,
人的内部世界的知识是藏在内部世界当中。
The knowledge of the inner world of a person is hidden in the inner world.
但是是需要引导的。
But it needs to be guided.
所以就像他的老师一样用。
So, like his teacher,
坦婆说的方式不断地建构出一个思想体系来而
Constantly build a thought system by using the midwife's way of speaking
整个的这样的一个建构的过程当中是
And in the entire construction process
需要符合语法符合逻辑的从
It needs to be grammatically correct and logical
这一点你就能看到为什么东方文化
From this, you can see why Eastern culture
我们的文化没有走上科学之路。
Our culture has not yet taken the path of science.
因为这三个主要的文化
Because these three major cultures
它本质上就是反思的。每一个文化单独拎出来
It essentially means reflecting on each culture separately.
它就反思的。三个文化加在一起它
It reflects three cultures combined.
更加反思。
It is more reflective.
为什么？佛和道合起来掏空了人的内部世界。
What is the internal world of a person who is deeply involved in Buddhism and Taoism?
内部世界是什么？是。
What is the inner world?
自然之道。
This is the natural way.
也不是人知道佛家的那个明心见性呢心的本性是什么呢
Is it the new nature that the Buddha talked about the one that is realized through practice and experience
这个本性东西就是要悟
This nature thing is about
而且你会发现一个人一个样
And also, you will find that you have a unique style.
难以找到某种真正的内在世界的那个统一性，
So you reach a certain level of inner unity.
那个真实的基础是什么？
What is the real foundation?
我们搞不清楚。
We don't understand.
所以这个使得我们内部世界没有办法建立任何秩序。
Therefore, this makes it impossible for us to establish any order in our inner world.
所以，以空空的东西对待这个世界，
So treat this world as if it were empty.
所以导致了权利人。
Therefore, the resulting rights are human rights.
而儒家文化正好是长幼有序。
And Confucian culture emphasizes the importance of respecting elders and maintaining social order.
不为子纲，
Not for the subclass,
君为臣纲。
who are my guide.
这个天地自然秩序迅速的就在你这种没有任何可以抵抗的这个内部世界产生了一个根。
This natural and rapid disorder in the world has created a rote in you who has no way to resist it.
所以，这个家长制这个概念、权力的话语，
So, this concept of parental rights and speech
就牢牢的这个
focus on the root cause
在我们这种文化之中。
in our culture.
因为你内在当中空无一物，
Because there is nothing inside you.
所以外在的东西非常容易进。
Therefore, external things are very easy to enter.
你没有办法建构一个内部世界的合理性，
You can't build a reasonable internal world.
没有办法建立一个内部世界。
There is no way to create an internal world.
判断是非的标准。
A statement is either true or false.
所以传统文化是一定是反智的。
Therefore, traditional culture is definitely against it.
一个无我，一个无为的世界。
A world of no self and no action.
如何来建立人世间的法则和秩序呢？
How can we establish the laws and order of the human world?
所以这就使得我们文化没有办法树立人本主义。
Therefore, this makes it impossible for our culture to establish humanism.
然后又用儒家的权力意识建立一个权力的话语。
Then he used Confucianism to establish a comprehensive discourse of rights.
它又不能产生一个理性的思考。
Therefore, it cannot produce a rational thought.
也就是不能产生语法和逻辑推。
This means that it cannot generate grammatical and logical inferences.
这个世界的能力不讲。
The world is unfair.
如果我们有建构道理的方式，
If we have a way to construct meaning,
是，也可能我们还能解决问题。
we may still be able to solve the problem.
但是我们的世界是个权力话语世界。
But our world is a globalized world.
所以它不建立在道理上，就不讲理。
Therefore, it doesn't rely on reason, so it doesn't follow reason.
那么从这个意义上来讲，
So, from this point of view,
这两个方面都表明了我们传统文化的反思。
This indicates a reflection on our traditional culture from two aspects.
所以，你如果不去整体的思考这个问题，
So, if you don't think about this in a comprehensive way,
你没办法解决。
you can't solve it.
所以，传统文化的反思在两种方式当中对人产生的深远的影响。
Therefore, the reflection on traditional culture has a profound impact on people in two ways.
第一个方式就在整体的结构性上对人进行了全面的解读。
The first way is to conduct a comprehensive examination of a person from a structural perspective.
从人格的结构上来
From the perspective of personality.
来看，他
Let's see.
解构了一个人的自我意识。
He deconstructed a person's self-awareness.
他没办法建立自我，
He can't establish himself.
所以从这个意义上来讲，
Therefore, from this point of view,
本质上对人来讲，他是反智的，
he is essentially a reflector for people.
因为他不是人本主义的，
Because it is not humanistic.
他就是反人本的。
He isn't human.
第二个，
Second,
这个文化在社会应用层面当中。
in this culture, in terms of social application,
它没有合理性，
it's not reasonable.
导致这世界讲过去的道理就永远成为道理的存在。
This means that the principles of the past will always exist in the world.
使这个社会不进步、不发展。
To prevent this society from progressing or developing.
所以这就是我们的文化带来的两个弊端。
So, these are two drawbacks brought about by our culture.
这两个弊端加起来，个人不发展。
These two drawbacks, when combined, hinder personal development.
社会不发展。
Society will not develop.
有出路吗？
Is there a way out?
我认为不要天天嘴上空空的喊爱国。
I think it's not good to just keep saying patriotism without substance.
用一种假想的情绪。
With a false sense of strength,
代表一切情绪。
represent all emotions.
不能代表一切知识。
Not all knowledge can be represented.
代表一切。
represent everything.
理性代表一切。
Reason represents everything.